This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Coronavirus has changed a lot about our everyday lives, including how we use coins and cash. Business closures caused coin supply in America to dry up earlier this year, and the U.S. Mint has been operating at full capacity since June to get 1.6 billion coins in circulation each month for the rest of the year. Here in the U.K., though, the opposite is happening. Coins are in such low demand that the Royal Mint will, for the next decade, stop making 2p and 2 pound coins. So what's the big difference in the way British and American shoppers use their money? Natalie Sini is the chair of financial technology group Innovate Finance.
One of the big trends over the last decade in the UK has been a massive switch away from cash towards digital payments. So if I go back 10 years, 6 out of every 10 payments were in cash, and that's fallen pretty dramatically during the lockdown. Quite simply, people aren't using cash as much.
Here in the UK, we have technology that lets us tap our cards to make a payment in a shop or on mass transit. We don't have to insert our cards into a reader, enter a PIN, and then go through all that process. Has the ease of technology made the transition to digital payments quicker here than, say, in a place like the US?
Absolutely, yes. What we know with digital payments is when people get used to doing something, the barriers come down. And hey, if you can tap a card to use public transport, you can tap a card to buy your sandwiches, you can tap a card to buy anything. If I illustrate it by talking about Sweden, so Sweden is one of the fastest countries to go digital. Some of it's technology, but some of it is the fact that actually everybody has a bank account. Everybody trusts the government and the banks all work together. And as a result, the banks have all developed seamless technology that whoever you bank with, you can use. And everyone in Sweden can pretty much get banked. Now, if I turn to the US, we've got a technology adoption issue. It's much harder to be an innovator in financial services because of the very regional structure of banking. There is a lot more skepticism about the state and about authority that's sort of inherent in US culture.
Do you think the coronavirus pandemic might force quicker adoption of this kind of technology?
I think it's absolutely certain that coronavirus will accelerate the shift to digital. It's raised a big issue, though, because not everybody can use digital. Even in Sweden, there's been a backlash to the pace of shift to digital payments because not everybody has the ability to use digital payments. In the UK, we estimate that 8 million people cannot at the moment use digital payments for a lot of their needs. And as a result, they really need cash. In the US, it's an even bigger population. What COVID has done is absolutely accelerated the shift towards digital, but it's also shone a spotlight on vulnerability and people who are really getting excluded by our shift to digital.
A fascinating conversation. Natalie Sini, Chair of Innovate Finance. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.